Saint Catherine of Siena wrote a poem. It goes like this. All the way to heaven is heaven. For he said, I am the way. It's a short poem, but a powerful one, so I'll read it again. All the way to heaven is heaven. For he said, I am the way. This morning's gospel reading reminds us of the tension that Christians feel while on this earth. Because while we are here, we're most definitely not in heaven. Not yet. But we who believe that Jesus is the Christ are to live as if we are already there. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus tells his disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life must lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Or St. Paul says it this way when he writes to the Philippians, To live is Christ, to die is gain. So the Christian must expect this world to be full of many dangers, toils, and snares. It should come as no surprise to us. Our Lord's challenge to us while we are here is to be patient in tribulation, constant in prayer, to rejoice in hope, to be genuine in our love toward others. We are to turn the other cheek. We are to pray for our enemies. If to live is Christ, then indeed we all have a cross to bear. For that is the example Jesus set for us. He lived his life for others, selflessly laying down what no one could take from him, so that the suffering and sins and brokenness of the whole world might be defeated in his death, and that we might see in his resurrection hope for new life. And what of that new life? I always hear at funerals the comforting words, Well, she's in a better place now. What is that better place if not heaven? What is heaven? Heaven is simply this, being in the presence of God, seeing Jesus face to face. That is heaven. The New Testament reading today said there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and it put it this way. It says, The dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have passed away. It said it right there. In heaven, the dwelling place of God is with man. That is to say, we will see Jesus face to face. Isaiah prophesied that a virgin would have a child and call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means... Well, what does it mean? Very good. God with us. We just read it in Revelation. The dwelling place of God will be with us. Heaven will be God with us, Emmanuel, Jesus and us, face to face. So heaven is the place where we can be with Jesus. And that is why I began with saying that Christians live with attention, because we actually have our feet in two worlds at the same time. We're here on earth like everyone else, working through a veil of tears, yet we have one foot in heaven too. Because Jesus is the way to heaven. He said to his disciples, Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And when we believe in him, when we walk by faith and not by sight, then every day that we are alive here on earth, We are already alive with Him. From the moment we are baptized, we are living with one foot in this world and one foot in the next. This shouldn't be hard for Texans to figure out. We call this place God's country, and yet we still have to pay taxes. So surely we can appreciate that Christians live as if they're already in heaven, even though we have to put up with earth. Now, Miss Frieda has finally got both her feet in heaven. Here on earth, she died to sin every day, from the day of her baptism until Tuesday night. And she needed to. She was a sinner. But in Christ, she was washed free from the stain of sin every day she lived under the waters of baptism. That's Christ's promise to us in baptism. Therefore, in Christ, she was and is a saint. She traded her heavy burdens for the yoke of faith. And by faith, she walked with Jesus. Today, Frieda doesn't need faith. Today, Frieda does not need faith, for she walks with Jesus and she sees Him face to face. It's hard for us because we cannot see Jesus face to face. We can only see Him by faith. And it is going to be hard for us not to see Miss Frieda face to face anymore on earth. But by faith, we know she's not really gone. By faith, we know, ironically, today of all days, she is more alive now than she ever was. There are going to be tears because of suffering, because of sin, because of death. These have separated us for a time from God and from Frieda. Tears from our mortal eyes, because our mortal eyes cannot see what we see by faith. And that is hard. But we are not without hope. Jesus was Frieda's hope. And Jesus is our hope. Hope that there is life after death. That one day we will see Frieda and our loved ones again. Until that day when our feet will both be planted firmly in heaven like hers, we take comfort in the awkwardness and the tension of having to live with one foot in both worlds. Let us remember the time that we shared. Let us truly mourn our great loss. Let us celebrate her new life in Jesus, finally realized. Let us live our lives here as if we are already living there, because all the way to heaven is heaven. Jesus is the way.